This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The number of Coloradans hospitalized with respiratory viruses is dropping after a winter with a lot of flu cases. That's according to the state health department. There are almost 100 people in the hospital with RSV, about 70 with influenza, and almost 40 with COVID-19. At the peak this winter, that combined total was around 600, with flu accounting for most cases. In the meantime, patients, nurses, doctors, and other healthcare staff in rural Colorado say they're worried about Republicans in Congress weighing cuts to Medicaid. The federal program covers health care for more than a million Coloradans. That includes seniors, people with disabilities, and those with lower incomes. Connie Martin is CEO of San Luis Valley Health, a medical center in Alamosa.
If those kind of cuts were to go through, it would essentially shut down rural health care probably across the whole country, certainly across rural Colorado.
Martin says nearly 70% of Colorado's rural hospitals operate in the red, and payments from Medicaid are a key source of revenue. Snowpack in southern Colorado's mountains is below average so far this year. That'll affect how much water flows in rivers during the spring and summer. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The snowpack in the upper Rio Grande River Basin in the San Luis Valley is at 63% of normal. The Arkansas River Basin stands at 72%. That's according to the federal agencies that monitor and forecast weather and climate trends. Levels in the southwest part of the state are also low, while the northern river basins are close to normal. Spring precipitation forecasts for the whole state are leaning below average. In southern Colorado, drought is likely to continue or develop. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Stay with us here on CPR News and KRCC.